This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence as the world is living in a volatile and uncertain era. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that Atmanirbharta is also the basis to strengthen India's self-confidence, increase resilience, and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant. He noted that those nations with a robust domestic demand have fared better and will continue to do so.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to pluck from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant an experience.
The third round of the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry Gan Kim Yong. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars including digitalization, skill development and healthcare. Union Minister of Textile Giriraj Singh has held a meeting with the industry leaders to tackle global trade headwinds in New Delhi. In the meeting, Mr. Singh reviewed the evolving global trade situation. He said despite global challenges, the Indian textile industry will achieve a target of $100 billion in exports by 2030. The meeting also included the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the United States and to chart a confident future-oriented strategy for the sector. Mr. Singh said that four committees will be formed to suggest structural reform, identify the strategies for new markets and focus on new markets. Indian Cellular and Electronics Association ICEA has launched Semiconductor Leadership Forum, a landmark initiative aimed at steering India's long-term semiconductor strategy across manufacturing, capital, goods, talent and innovation. The forum embodies the spirit of economic independence and technological self-reliance, essential for securing India's future in a competitive, geopolitically sensitive world. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has launched the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in Dibrugarh ahead of India's 79th Independence Day. Mr. Sonowal, who represents the Dibrugarh Lok Sabha constituency in Assam, visited the residences of former BJP Dibrugarh District President and retired Dibrugarh University Professor Dr. Harendra Narayan Datta, noted folk artist Sri Ramchandra Sanchoni and senior advocate Sri Asim Datta, the founding president of RSS in Dibrugarh. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India has urged the food manufacturing industry to make truthful and honest declarations on food labels and packages. At the National Stakeholder Consultation on Comprehensive Analysis of Regulatory Framework on Food Labeling, Advertisement and Claims, held yesterday in the national capital, the FSSAI underlined the collective responsibility to ensure that the information on food packages are accurate, transparent and truthful, enabling consumers to make informed, safe and healthy choices with absolute confidence. In her inaugural address, Health and Family Welfare Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava emphasized the importance of ethical and truthful practices in labeling and advertising in the food sector. India's football club Goa registered a 2-1 win over reigning champions Al Seeb Club of Oman in Goa yesterday, qualifying their place in the group stage of the Asian Football Champions League 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.